Hare Krishna. So, I'd like to thank His Grace Kripa Moya Prabhu for that wonderful overview of chanting Hare Krishna, which really is our life. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a convert, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what's the most important of all devotional activities? And of course, Lord Chaitanya said, chanting Hare Krishna. It's both very easy and at the same time it's sublime, as Srila Prabhupada says, which means that it's not so easy. The mantra is easy, there's only three words, but to actually attain this mantra siddhi really requires a lot of work. It's not a part-time job, it's a full-time job. 16 rounds is a minimum, 64 are preferred. 192 you can try on the odd occasion, and that really puts things into perspective, puts the 16, and it becomes very clear that 16 is really a minimum. And here we have Ravi and Mohini making this commitment to our Guru Parampara. And as I said that, I just remembered that we actually have a resolution in the Krishna Consciousness Movement in which devotees say, make a vow, which I guess you can just sort of repeat after me. It's going to be a little ad-lib, because I don't have the word for word, but it goes in the following way. It says, I, and then your names. Request to take initiation. From Swaminarayana Sivaram Swami. Into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Which is the branch of the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya, Brahma Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya, any order, and whose founder Acharya is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And whose ultimate authority, managing authority. And there's different interpretations as to what that means, is the Governing Body Commission. And because we're not a personality cult, this Krishna Consciousness Movement is not something that Srila Prabhupada started without a connection to a previous spiritual lineage. It is a continuation of an eternally existing spiritual tradition, Gaurukira Premadana Harinama Sankirtana, which has come down to us through the agency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the spiritual world. And so, as Sri Dharma Prabhu earlier said, this initiation is actually a beginning. It's the beginning of taking spiritual life seriously, because you take vows. And you take vows to follow the regulative principles, and as Kripa Moya Prabhu explains, you take a vow to avoid the 10 offenses. And the 10 offenses are something which actually or the avoidance of some of that is something that pervades one's entire life. All one's devotional activities, not just chanting japa, not just chanting kirtan, it's not just connected to the holy name, but the holy name is the one who becomes offended because its chanting is the Yuga Dharma, it is the primary devotional activity. So any devotional activity that you perform when one actually commits any of these activities, the holy name becomes offended. And when the holy name is offended, then you lose its mercy. So by the mercy of the holy name, Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world, not by the gaps in between the words. That's a really good one. It really shows what real humility is. Just not as Prabhupada called one of his sannyasis. I won't mention the name. He said, "You're just a dandavat sannyasi." I said, "You always jai, jai, jai." He said, "It's not." Prabhupada wasn't always just jai, jai, jai. But in any case, we're taking initiation into this transcendental lineage, which has a very unique feature, personality, in the avatar, in the incarnation, appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, when he appeared, he placed a vibrancy and a real life to this spiritual tradition by introducing this Yagyai Sankirtana prayer, by introducing the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan meaning the congregational chanting of the holy name, the spreading of the holy name through whatever media you can do it, whether it be the internet, distributing prasadam, transcendental literature, harinam, preaching, talking, wherever it may be. And Lord Chaitanya made this a order. Although we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayati, he's giving even what Krishna didn't do. But in regards to this Krishna consciousness movement, or in regards to his mission, he's much more emphatic than Krishna. And Krishna spoke the whole Bhagavad Gita, tells Arjuna, Tate Chasita Thakura, you do whatever you want. Lord Chaitanya, he says, Amara Agya Guru Hana Tanete. She said, this is my order. Krishna doesn't give any orders. He didn't give any orders to Uddhava, didn't give any orders to Arjuna. He just, you do whatever you want. I'm telling you what the facts are, now you can act on them or not. But Lord Chaitanya was different. He said, no, this is my order, that you become guru and you take Krishna's yaradika tarikaha, Krishna upadesh, take Krishna's upadesh, Krishna's holy name. And so when we take initiation, we're also taking seriously this order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it's into this Brahma, Madhava, Gaudiya, Sampradaya, if we want to go chronologically, if we want to go in terms of seniority, then it's Gaudiya, Brahma, Madhava, Sampradaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something, therefore in our vows, although in one sense it's unspoken, but chanting a minimum of 16 rounds means I'm taking responsibility for this Krishna consciousness movement. How one fulfills that responsibility will vary from person to person. Someone will be a temple president, someone will be a spiritual master and a congregational preacher, someone will be a pujari, someone will be an actor and a dramatist, and someone will be a book distributor. But that it's my duty. It's my responsibility. And I remember a long, long, long time back, I was in, it stuck in my mind, I was in, from Montreal, we had gone down to New Orleans to do the Sankirtan in the winter, because in Montreal, the weather is quite cold, very cold. And so we went down to New Orleans for the Mardi Gras. And when we were there, I was speaking with one devotee, I can't remember who it was, but he was talking about a recent meeting he'd had with Tumal Krishna Maharaj. And Tumal Krishna Maharaj had made this statement. He said, even if everyone leaves this movement, he said, I will never leave Srila Prabhupada. And so that very much stuck with me. Of course, we don't expect that everyone's going to leave this movement. But we take this that this is our responsibility. Actually, it's not a out-of-the-question phenomena, because we see that everyone left Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's movement in one way. And Prabhupada explains what that way is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they didn't take responsibility for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. But Srila Prabhupada did, and he was the only one. Now other people follow in his footsteps, but as our Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, not the English Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, but of Indian origin, Gujarati origin, as he wrote to one of those the devotees who came after Srila Prabhupada, what is your credit? You're just like a dog licking Prabhupada's plate. So it's our responsibility. And of course this is one aspect of initiation, is taking responsibility for Srila Prabhupada's movement. Whatever happens, it's my duty. Prabhupada had a vision. What was Prabhupada's vision? What did Prabhupada want? So according to my ability, whatever orders I receive, instructions I receive from my spiritual master, from Vaishnavas, then I have to do that. And I have that duty, that obligation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it becomes a very integral part of our own Krishna consciousness. Because, and some devotees may attest to that, who've been chanting Hare Krishna for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, it's not easy. So Sutta Goswami says, where are the tears in the eyes? Where's the shivering in the body? Where's the dancing in ecstasy? If it's not happening, then the heart is still steel-framed. And why is it steel-framed? It's because of offenses. So even though it may be going on, that chanting may be going on for a long time, this movement and devotees need mercy. And they will get mercy and blessings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by doing just that. Prana artha dhiya bhacha. Now Krishna says first thing is prana. Give your life. Give your life to Krishna consciousness. Then yes, then other things. Then you can give your words and you can give your wealth and so on. And those are all traditional parts. But in one sense, whether someone is actually grihi vavaneti take, whether he's a sannyasi or whether he's a grihastha, he's working or so on. So it means that we're actually giving our life to Srila Prabhupada's mission and this Krishna consciousness movement. It's my responsibility. It's not Shri Dharma's, it's not Kripamoya's, it's not Shivaram Swami's, it's not Pragosh Prabhu's, it's not, I don't know, Tarakanath's or someone else. It's my duty. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he kept asking Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how can I serve you? So this is the real service. So both of these things, apane acharya koriya prachar, preaching and taking responsibility for the Sankirtan movement and practicing Krishna consciousness without offense, these two things will actually give us the mercy. It will give us the credit. And now my godbrother, Mohan Prabhu, he was very sick last year or the year before. He was in hospital last year. I was in touch with him, but, and I didn't hear this directly from him, but I heard it from Astasaki, my god sister. She was over the other day. We were talking, and when Mohan was very, very sick, he was in hospital. Then Srila Prabhupada came to him, and now I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember, because I talked to her 2 days ago, so what someone told me 2 days ago, I can't remember verbatim. But Prabhupada said, now's not the time. When the time comes, I'll come for you and I'll take you. So that's what we need. We need that kind of mercy. And Srila Prabhupada told a similar thing to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, who, although he joined very late in Krishna consciousness, and actually he wasn't even a devotee a year before Prabhupada left the world, but because he was from a Vaishnav background, says Prabhupada, how will I know my swarup? How will I know my spiritual identity? So Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry, when the time comes, I'll come and tell you. When the time is ripe. So we need mercy to invoke the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So do both these things, chant Hare Krishna nicely, and also take responsibility for the Krishna consciousness movement. And then when the time comes, then we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Because that's Srila Prabhupada's promise. So Prabhupada made that promise. There are numerous other Vaishnavas who are sort of incredulous that how people from Western background, non-Vaishnav background, they're going to go back to Godhead in one lifetime. But it's Srila Prabhupada's promise. And not because Prabhupada was just making a promise. He was making a promise based on a particular relationship that Srila Prabhupada had with Krishna. And according to my understanding, an agreement that Srila Prabhupada had made with Krishna. And so, but Prabhupada emphasized both these things. Regulative principles in 16 rounds and take responsibility for the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay, now I'm repeating myself. So let's have all the devotees give their blessings to these two Vaishnavas, Vaishnav, Vaishnavi, that they can really be what Srila Prabhupada wanted of, what he expected of devotees to be. Not Guru Kripa, I mean Guru Kripa. Yes, he's Guru Kripa. Kripa Maya Prabhu came into the picture. That's the kind of grihastha Srila Prabhupada expected. He expected his grihasthas to be like that. He didn't really make much difference, distinguish between the grihasthas and the sannyasis. Pack up, go somewhere and preach, take responsibility. Shruti Dharma Prabhu. And I'll just briefly tell another really ideal grihastha. This is an uninitiated devotee, and he has a construction company. He employs about 20-25 people, and he contacted Krishna Consciousness last year, and he heard about the Christmas marathon last year. So he's big. He's very big. Last year I gave him my coat, which was excessively large for me, that Sanjay Gadvi got me, and you know, it's like it fits like a ring on him. He can hardly fit into it. Anyway, he's a big person, very, very nice person, and very jolly. And so when he heard that there was a Christmas marathon, and especially by 15, it was the 50th year of Srila Prabhupada's coming, then he decided he was going to go out on book distribution. So he told everyone, folks, you're all getting a one-month paid holiday. Month of December, we're not working. Everyone go home. I'm moving into the Hare Krishna temple. He moved into the Brahmachari ashram with his wife. Well, she wasn't in the Brahmachari ashram. She's in the Brahmacharini ashram. He moved into the ashram, and he went out. He went out 8-10 hours a day, every single day of the 30-day marathon. He did it the same this year. Huh? He's got a 14-year-old son, and I guess he's in his early 40s. And so, yeah, that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. That's the kind of things that Srila Prabhupada really, really appreciated. Or last night when I went to Rasik's, Ajit's place, And here are also Vaishnavas who have dedicated their life to maintaining this Krishna consciousness movement, to fighting the Manor campaign, to building the Haveli, giving their time, sacrificing their family life, and obviously also contributing their wealth. In other words, giving their life. So give your life. And then when the time comes, then as Prashila Prabhupada's promised, then everything will happen. Okay. Well, I'm just going on a bit long here.